We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at WIXR.org.
Freddie Redd in there with Shadows, a tune that he wrote with Jackie McLean and Tina Brooks. A great, great, great combo, horn combo, Tina on tenor, Jackie on alto. And that's from one of my favorite records of all time. It's called Shades of Red, which goes along with another favorite of mine called The Connection that he wrote. And kind of the only two records, he made a few others, but two Blue Note records that stand out, that really stand out. And apparently he couldn't get along with Alfred Lion at Blue Note. They had a big fight, so he got dropped and after making two brilliant records. And you're listening to Let's Get Lost, the best in jazz every Wednesday from 10 to 11. Saving lives, one record at a time. And it's all brought to you by WYXR 91.7 on your FM dial. And we are just going to continue with the tunes here. Next up, we have a little Frank Foster with Gilda Mahonies. Gilda Mahonies, who little-known piano player, and I was shocked to see him on this record because this was from, well, it's a 10-incher, so it was from like the mid-50s, maybe a little earlier than that. So I was like, oh, wow, Gilda Mahonies. I'm used to seeing him on kind of the some 60s records, not mid-50s. He was a little later than that, I thought, but apparently not. Anyway, here's Frank Foster with Little Red. Thank you. All right, of course, that was Miles Davis, Dear Old Stockholm, with Jackie McLean again, and J.J. Johnson from his Blue Note 10-incher. I think he made three of them for Blue Note, and I hadn't listened to that stuff in a long time, and something prompted me to dig up the Miles Blue Note 10-inchers and re-listen, and there's something about that stuff. It's atmospheric, I guess. There's something going on there that really appeals to me. It's got a little bit of, or maybe a lot of that, Birth of the Cool Capital thing going, but I just really did a deep dive, and I was glad I did. Before that, Bill Evans, You Go to My Head, with Freddie Hubbard and Jim Hall. It's a record, kind of like the Miles record. It's Interplay is the name of the record. And I'd had it for years, and I heard it before, but I just hadn't listened to it in a long time. And I got it out the other day. I was like, man, this is a great record. Jim Hall and Freddie Hubbard kind of reins himself in. He's not up in the high register all the time and all that, which he was famous for. He really kind of altered his playing style for the Bill Evans date, and I'm glad he did. And he's not muted either, which I like. He played it softly, but without a mute. So, great record, Interplay. Jim Hall, of course, always. He's my favorite, I think. And Frank Foster kicked us off with Little Red, Gildo Mahoney's on piano. And you're still listening to WYXR 91.7. This is Let's Get Lost. And up next is Paul Horn, a great multi-instrumentalist. And the album's called Something Blue. And I read there was a piece on it not too long ago that kind of linked it to Kind of Blue, including the title. And if you listen to it, this author, guy that wrote this essay, said, it's based on that modal kind of blue thing, that he was basically picking up on that. And I had this record and I had heard it, but I'd never really connected those dots. But I listened to it again. I was like, yeah, no, I get it. I get it. So this is called Half and Half. Thank you.
Memphis Listening Lab proudly supports WYXR. They provide a curated collection of music and music history, a forum for music-related talks and performances, and a music education, appreciation, and experimentation space located in Crosstown Concourse. You can find out more information on their Instagram page at Memphis Listening Lab or on their website at memphislisteninglab.org.
Support for WYXR comes from Shangri-La Records, serving Memphis for over 35 years. Located at 1916 Madison Avenue and open daily from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., Shangri-La is a source for vinyl, CDs, audio equipment, and more. Upcoming events include Record Store Day, the Lo-Fi and Hi-Fi Listening Series, and Jugfest, the annual spring sale. More information on these events and an online shop can be found at shangrilarecordsmemphis.com.
WYXR and Memphis Listening Lab Stereo Sessions presented by Mempho returns with a special Jazz History Month presentation of Memphis-bred piano player Phineas Newborn Jr. and his 1957 album, Phineas's Rainbow. Join us at 6 p.m. Wednesday, April 16th, inside Memphis Listening Lab at Crosstown Concourse. Attendees will hear the album in full on the lab's hi-fi sound system, along with a conversation hosted by jazz guitarist and collector Joe Restivo, exploring Newborn's musical legacy and lasting impact. The event is free and open to the public. RSVP and learn more at stereosessions.wyxr.org. Mm-hmm.
That was Peggy Connolly and Russ Garcia's Wigville Band. So if you want to know why this record is so corking good, it's because she could sing and Russ Garcia and his Wigville Band were awesome. Peggy Connolly had a long-running affair with Elvis Presley. And that was on Bethlehem, proving once again Bethlehem was kind of the unsung, unheralded king, queen of vocalists. They had so many great vocalists on the Bethlehem record, and most of them have been forgotten, Peggy Connolly included. Before that, Pete LaRocca. It's called Love Planet with John Gilmore on the tenor. That's from Turkish Women at the Bath. And we start with Paul Horn, Half and Half. All right, WYXR, Let's Get Lost, running out of time here. It's zipping by, so I'm going to play as many tunes as I can before I get out of here. This is Georgie Auld and his orchestra, Vox Bop.
Thank you. Thank you.
Alrighty, there you go. That's our last set of the day. That was Clark Terry. Very Near Blue is the name of the tune, with Thelonious Monk on piano. Thelonious thought highly enough of Clark Terry that he agreed to be a sideman for him on this record. Before that, Memphis's own Sonny Criss, Sunrise, Sunset. And I've been doing some deep diving into Sonny Criss lately. Joe Restivo kind of turned me on to an essay about him, and I was like, ooh, haven't listened to some Sonny in a long time. Before that, Bob Harrington, Patio Pavane, and I bought that record because it had Jimmy Weibel on guitar. Jimmy Weibel, who I guess played with Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys at one point. But as you can hear, he was a jazzy dude. He made a 10-inch record, I think, for Blue Note under his own name. That's about all he ever did under his own name. But Jimmy Weibel. We started out with Georgie Auld and his orchestra, Box Bop. And you have been listening to Let's Get Lost. And I hope you will join us next week for more of the same. Thank you for letting me serve your listening pleasure. I'm going to leave you with some Art Pepper from Modern Art, and we will see you on the flip side.